Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We consider verse 1 of Isaiah 40. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from Yahweh's hand double for all her sins. This is God's word. Dear Christian friends, it's hard for us to imagine what it must be like to be taken off into captivity, to be torn from your home and your congregation, your community, your family. Some of them were even carried off by hooks to Babylon or another foreign land, or to be a slave. Isaiah foresaw the dark days of the Babylonian exile. The 10 northern tribes of Israel had already been taken into exile by Assyria, and soon Babylon would conquer Judah. By the rivers of Babylon, they would sit and weep when they remembered Zion. So Isaiah tells us why this would happen. Ah, sinful nation, a people loaded with guilt, a brood of evildoers, children given to corruption. They have forsaken the Lord. They have spurned the Holy One of Israel and turned their back on him. So Isaiah's message, especially in the first 39 chapters, was afflict, afflict the comfortable. Afflict the secure sinners, the carefree sinners, the willful sinners. They must hear the thunderings of the law from Mount Sinai. Afflict, afflict the comfortable. That's our responsibility as Christians, and especially as pastors. But we're tempted to do the very opposite. We comfort the comfortable instead of afflicting them. We often are tempted to give gospel to those who need the law. Like Walther said, we furnish soft pillows and cushions for secure sinners. We lull them to sleep with the gospel when they should be roused from sleep with the law. It's like stuffing food in the mouth of a person who's filled to the point of vomiting. And then, on the other hand, we're sometimes tempted to afflict those who are already afflicted by their sins, to keep adding more burdens to penitent sinners. But God would have us afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted. Secure sinners must first be preached into hell before they can be preached into heaven. They must die before they can be restored to life. They must be shown how sick they are before they can be restored to health. They must see how their own righteousness is as filthy rags before they are robed in the righteousness of Christ. First Moses, then Christ. First Sinai, then Calvary. Afflict, afflict the comfortable. Perhaps it's hard for us to imagine being taken off into captivity, but maybe it isn't so hard. In our struggle against sin, we actually know a worse captivity than that of Babylon. With our guilty consciences we struggle with and our slavery to sin. That unholy Trinity tempting us, the devil and the world and our flesh. That's predominantly the first 39 chapters of Isaiah, but then comes chapter 40. To those who have already been brought into captivity, now Jerusalem has been destroyed, the temple has been burned, and these poor people are poor in spirit, and they're crushed, and they're broken, and they're contrite, and they're sorry. They're terrified by their sins. And to these people, thus saith the Lord, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Comfort, comfort my people. Repetition like this is often used in Greek or Hebrew or English for emphasis or for passion or for emotion. I remember Dr. Degner preaching a sermon on doublets like this from Scripture. Martha, Martha, Saul, Saul, O Absalom, my son, Moses, Moses, take off your sandals. Sir, sir, open the door for us. Master, master, we're going to drown. Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. Woe, woe, O great city Babylon. Crucify, crucify. My God, why? Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy? Unclean, unclean. Abraham, Abraham, don't lay a hand on the boy. Turn, turn from your evil ways. Peace, peace, where there is no peace. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem. We have a hymn from the old TLH, O Jerusalem, thou weepest. Oh, forgive, forgive my sin. Cleanse me, Lord, within. So also here and in many places in Isaiah, he uses this word repetition, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. It's been put to music by many. You know, Handel's Messiah and the hymn writer today. I like the arrangement actually in the LW for comfort, comfort ye my people. Or you can Google it at home and hear a beautiful version in Hebrew. Comfort, comfort my people. Sometimes Nacham is used in the Nephal. It's translated God repented or he relented. He changed his mind, like in Amos or Jonah or Jeremiah. He didn't do what he had threatened. And sometimes Nacham is used in the PL, utterly comfort, like here and in Psalm 23, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Nacham comes from the word to give off sighs or to breathe deeply. I had Professor John Seleska in the late 80s, and he told this story in class in pastoral care and counseling. He said he was really sick once. He had pleurisy effusion, but the doctor missed the diagnosis and gave him the wrong medication, and it paralyzed his diaphragm. He couldn't breathe. Perhaps some of you know what it's like with asthma or a condition like that, the fear and the panic that comes when you can't breathe. But Professor Seleska said, finally, another doctor diagnosed the problem correctly. He gave him the correct medication, and he let out a big sigh. Nacham. Finally, he could breathe again. So comfort, comfort the afflicted, so that they sigh with relief. Perhaps you've seen penitent sinners sigh like that. And Isaiah says, the Lord says, comfort my people. No longer does God say, like in the early parts of Isaiah, this people or your people, but he says, my people. I will be your God and you will be my people. So we are his. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem means speak upon the heart to Jerusalem. How do you comfort terrified sinners? Isaiah tells us three things. First, their warfare is ended. Their hard service is completed. We were at war with God, but the war is over and Christ has made peace between us and God. He has reconciled us. It is finished. That's how you comfort penitent sinners. And then Isaiah says, their iniquity is pardoned. Jesus took our iniquity upon himself and all of our guilt on the cross. Jesus' breathing was labored. It became more and more shallow until finally he breathed his last. And the Father, Nacham, breathed easily again because his wrath was appeased after his son was punished for us, until breath entered Jesus again, on the third day, to show that the Heavenly Father was pleased with the sacrifice of his Son. And then third, Isaiah says, they have received from the Lord's hand double for all their sins. God's grace is sufficient. In fact, God gives twice as much grace as we need to cover our sins. His grace goes way beyond what is necessary. Where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. So, dear penitent sinner, this Advent penitential season, a broken and a contrite heart God will not despise. Your warfare is ended, your iniquity is pardoned, and you have received double for all of your sins, double grace, double comfort. He speaks tenderly to us. He speaks to our hearts. We are that remnant returning from Babylon. Our captivity has come to an end. In Christ, you can breathe a sigh of relief. Even better than at the end of the quarter when you had your last exam finished and your last paper was written, I'm sure many of you breathed a sigh of relief. A much better sigh of relief comes after the absolution. Maybe we could add a rubric after the absolution in red, sigh. And you'd have to make it optional, I think. You may sigh. Isaiah goes on to speak of three voices, three heralds. The first is John the Baptist. The second herald says, all men are like grass, like the flowers of the field, but take heart. The word of the Lord stands forever. And then the third herald is the voice of Jerusalem. Go up to a high mountain, lift up your voice, behold your God. Broadcast it, shout it, go tell it on the mountain. Use your breath. Exhale. And tell them, Isaiah says, tell them, first of all, that Jesus is strong and mighty. He's a military champion, the hero. His arm rules for him. He gives his reward to the faithful. He gives his recompense or his retribution to all his enemies. He already has won the victory, and he shares the victory with you. He divides the spoils with the strong. But at the same time, our Lord is gentle, like a shepherd. He tends his flock, he gathers his lambs in his arms, he carries us in his bosom. He gently leads those with young, and he even lays down his life for his sheep, for the flock, in fact, for the whole world of sinners. So this blessed Advent, may God afflict you. And then, nachamu, nachamu, may he comfort you, because your warfare is over. Your guilt is taken away. You have received double grace for your sins. May you be convinced of that for Jesus' sake. Amen.